Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. And tonight, we're going to postpone part three of Mark a Name. We're going to catch up on the latest events of the week. We think it's worth exploring some of the things that are happening in our nation, particularly down in the southeast part of America, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, and Alabama. Let me give you a brief outline of what our message will be about tonight so that you will get in a right frame of mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is sheer terror. As Proverbs 1:27 says, when terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, you shall be troubled, and stress will overcome you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have long advocated removing yourself, especially the righteous, from the shores of America. She's bordered by two massive bodies of water, the Atlantic, where now we are only one halfway in to the hurricane season. But ladies and gentlemen, you would have to admit that these hurricanes that form, mysteriously, by the way, all of a sudden, and then like some hand, unseen, guides them, not erratic, but taking unusual turns in directions as though they were guided by an intelligence or some kind of technology. We're going to talk about that tonight. So call a friend and tell them, Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call is on. We're going to give you the festival events first off here, and then we'll get right into the message. Allow me to give you the times of the seventh month, starts in October, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people keep the Gregorian calendar, and they keep tabernacles back in September. But by knowing that the third month, April, or Abib, is the beginning of your number system, that's the time that we mark the occasions. So let's look at Yahweh's events for October, the seventh month. Of course, the Feast of Trumpets, it will start at sundown, Sunday, October the 2nd, and ends Sunday, October the 3rd. That's the Feast of Trumpets, the High Holy Day of Atonement, which would be the 10th day of the seventh month. This is a time of required fasting, afflicting the body as called the Day of Atonement. That starts October the 11th at sundown and ends at sundown October the 12th. Now, that brings us to the full moon of the seventh month. It starts October the 16th at 7 p.m., or when the sun goes down in your location, and ends at sundown on October the 24th. Now, our Feast of the Tabernacles will be in the first full moon of October in Bryson City, North Carolina. That's Bryson City, North Carolina, in the beautiful hills of North Carolina. Did you know the Bible says to flee to the mountains? Well, what if you had enough intelligence to get there and stay there and not be given over to the urge to go toward the sea, who the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, that the waves of the sea will be roaring. Wonder how a man 2,000 years ago told us the signs of the end times. Love of many waxing cold, a new world order coming up on the scene with their arrows sharpened and their bows strung. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under a fear tactical recourse system of a new world order. I'm going to talk about that tonight in depth. You don't want to miss tonight's show. Now, again, I'd like to remind you that if you would like to order a t-shirt, we don't have many left. So if you'd like to order one, just place your order with Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, let's start tonight with the title of our message, which will be a title, Weather Controllers. again, our title message tonight, and I want to emphasize this message of weather controllers. You say, oh, well, Pastor Buddy, only the creator or nature is in control of weather. Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, we have been subtly rocked to sleep by a power or by a technology that's been around since the early 30s. Mr. Tesla had a patent to control or to create violent weather by using the electromagnetic, and now we have polished that word up to scalar, electromagnetics. Now let me tell you what happened on October the 27th, back in 1978, when a special convention on the prohibition of military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques of weather was approved by the General Assembly of the United Nations on December the 10th, 1976. It was introduced in 27 October and approved in a ratified treaty. A treaty. Now, this tells us that scientists and several nations must have had or possess scientific knowledge to make weather control a reality. Now, those that would control the weather, I'm talking about damaging weather, to the point of being able to use such weather as hostile, destructive weapons. Exactly which countries possess this damaging capability is the very nation that Mr. Tesla introduced the patents. Remember, after this introduction and proof that it would work, also in his patent, he has a list of the most patents that's ever been applied by a single individual, a brilliant man, who told the world and the nation here of the United States in particular that we have no need of using oil or gas or any fossil fuels to run the nation. And that, ladies and gentlemen, got Mr. Tesla in a bunch of trouble with the rich barons who were building the utility systems by stringing wire, communications, all this above ground. You see, the patent that Mr. Tesla applied was to make it possible to transmit energy without power lines through the ley lines of the electromagnetic connecting ley lines of the earth. Amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back before Genesis 1 and 1, where I gave you Genesis Unveiled, I told you about a great technological civilization that existed prior to Genesis 1 and 1, and by such greediness, and it's bound to be repeated, by those who are not capable, as they want the power, to use against the poor. Now, why would they want that? Because, you see, by power comes knowledge. And by knowledge, it brings wealth. And so then, there is a generation of people in control. Now, we're talking about the few. We're going to talk about the encroachment Ladies and gentlemen, starting at 911 with the World Tower Tribulation period, we have been under an attack by people that dwell in high places. Psychological control, order through chaos. The very slogan of the New World Order is upon us. And that they might, now that they have this technology, they have the power, and they have the people in place. Listen, as I read tonight in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 19. Listen what's going to happen in the latter days. Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind, and it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he hath executed, until he hath performed the thoughts of his heart against those that dwell upon the earth. And in the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with knowledge coming forth, and with the time of trouble, of Jacob's trouble, upon us, we are in what the Bible describes as a perilous times. These times are the events, and ladies and gentlemen, with the tracking of the storm, and did you know now that a lot of weather forecasters are becoming suspicious that someone other than nature or a creator is now controlling the weather, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the whirlwinds, called in the Bible, we call them today in modern time, hurricanes, enormous winds. We had one to hit right through the heart of Biloxi, Mississippi. And Katrina, ladies and gentlemen, if you will spell that backwards, it's America. America, like America. She came ashore in an unpredictable, erratic fashion. She crossed down around the tip of Florida and crossed and only dropped some rain. But when she got into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, she began to pick up speed, and she veered all of a sudden to the right of New Orleans. You remember last Sunday night, I said that New Orleans, which, by the way, is Sin City South. No denying it, ladies and gentlemen. The people live there, of course. But see, it rains upon the just and the unjust. And on August the 31st, the festival of decadence is called the Decadence Festival, and it was approved by the New Orleans Board of Directors. In other words, the mayor and his board, the elected officials of the city of New Orleans, agreed, because of our need for money and infusion into this Sin City South, they agreed to bring in, with an expected attendance, ladies and gentlemen, many were already there when this struck. On August the 31st, the festival of decadence was to begin. Well, needless to say, it never happened. As I said, Sunday night, that judgment would come upon New Orleans. Well, it looked like on Tuesday morning that my prophecy had failed because there was minor damage. Just a few window lights blowed out of the major high-rise hotels where wind came through in excess as a Category 4. Dropped down from a 5 of 175 to 185 to 190 miles per hour as the wind gust came up to at least 190, almost 200 miles an hour. But with the antiquated levies that Mr. Bush vetoed when a bill was to give the Corps of Engineers the money to shore them up or to reinforce them. This was back in 2004. He deferred the money to Iraq, citing Homeland Security. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw FEMA and Homeland Security in action. It is nothing but a joke. Now, let me tell you, or at least it seemed to be, are they so inept that they cannot move to rescue people that were hanging to almost a thread, nose to nose, with those that was going to ride out the storm? At least 500,000 tried to ride out the storm, and many of them are dead, as I predicted. Because with the break in the levee, and the lake began to drain into the bowl. You see, New Orleans is nothing but a hollowed out bowl that's below sea level. With the great river of the Mississippi diked up on the right, and the levees to the left, and these levees gave way in several places, and the city began to fill fast with water. Damaging weather. Is it useful? What is the plan of the New World Order? Is it not to reduce the population by at least, now listen to this, by at least 4 to 5 billion people. Now, before that, the UN or the New World Order can accomplish this feat, they must destroy or bring to its knees the great, magnificent nation of America. A nation that was given the blessings of our Creator. That as long as we would keep the strangers from coming in, as long as we would obey Him, and as long as we would call upon His name, and as long as we would reverence Him, as long as we would recognize our Creator, to teach Him to our children in the schools. Oh, yes. When I went to school in the 50s, ladies and gentlemen, we read scriptures and studied the Bible and went to what we call Southern Baptist revivals. The school, the whole school was dismissed. And now, that is not permissible because it's a violation of someone's rights for the separation of church and state. That's what's wrong. They separated. What the church means, ladies and gentlemen, is the righteous. When the righteous reign, there is peace. And when the wicked reign, there is no peace, either to the righteous or the wicked. Now here we are with the technology. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in 1997, William Cohen, Secretary of State, stated behind this treaty, or to reference the treaty of the UN that was passed on December the 10th of 1976, that there was a new type. He said this in 97. There is a new type of terrorism in the world. And he went on to say that this terrorism is the control of weather that could be damaging and detrimental to nations, to which nation is exposed through the technology that these nations, specifically the United States and possibly Russia. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. All the kings of the earth are being blackmailed, if you will, through the international banking system run by those who seek to promote their cause over the cause of righteousness, and this cause is wicked, by wicked people who have all of the wealth raked into their dens of the earth and the caves and the bunkers and the banks and the vaults. Now, my question to you is this, and you listen well tonight, and you might learn something about what's going on in our nation. 4 days, it took 4 days for any semblance of response from the federal or state, and for that matter, the local government, because the local police force said, we can't stop the looting. They also said that they were being fired upon from inside the buildings. Ladies and gentlemen, on the first day of the levees being, I think, maybe, perhaps, sabotaged. You said, well, Pastor Betty, with so much force on the levees. Well, these levees were left in a damaging condition, but they could have had a little help in breaking. It looked like everything was fine on Tuesday morning. By Tuesday night, 80% of the city was underwater or in the water or standing out of the water. Now, the 4 days that it took for any semblance of control, there could have been squads of trained people to go into the city, to enter the federal buildings where judicial and court records have been kept. I recall when the district attorney in New Orleans, Louisiana, was investigating the Kennedy assassination, that he was getting too close for comfort because there was a conspiracy, and Jim Garrison stood up and basically gave his life to prove it. Those records, I believe, were expunged. They were removed and taken. And the very people that was firing on those who were trying to save the others had an agenda to go into the places of interest. We're talking about the banks, the federal buildings, the county courthouse levels, and all the records were looked at by expert teams that were secretly flown in to examine this information and to either protect or remove incriminating information that would be detrimental to the ongoing investigation that has really never stopped since the Kennedy assassination, and now there's more atrocities to add to that, drug running and trade, mafia extensions, and things of this nature that maybe the New World Order wanted to eliminate the possibility of discovery. Just my thoughts on why it took 4 days Ladies and gentlemen, remember when we had the tsunami, when it was thousands of miles away across the ocean in remote, poverty-stricken areas of the Indian Ocean, that we had our ships and planes within hours, not days, within hours, dropping food, medicines, and supplies, and even going in and dropping teams to rescue within hours. Took 4 days for any of the FEMA relief organizations or National Guard. What was the holdup? It's now taken 6 days to rescue 30,000 people. They have, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there was 1,000 hovercraft waiting and boats with motors with volunteers, 1,000 standing outside on the highways, one and in the byways, in the waterways, to get in to rescue those who were trapped by the water, and they were turned away. You can't come in. It's a danger zone. And now we see National Guard with a bulletproof vest and assault rifles and assault gear rescuing people. Something is wrong with this whole picture, ladies and gentlemen. Something just doesn't add up. Does America, would America use forever techniques against us, or would other nations that have it? Would Russia be guilty of directing a storm? And I've done told you that people in high places have done referred that this is a weapon of choice to bring in severe earthquakes that will produce some tsunamis, by the way, flooding, rampaging waters, a force that would threaten entire regions of the country, since the goal of those who are seeking to destroy our nation from within. Remember, they started confiscating all the land. Now everything in the federal land program is in the biosphere, owned by the United Nations, not the people of America. We are slowly eroding into a controlled, brainwashed society. And when will it stop? When they have achieved total domination and control through mind control and through scalar electromagnetic forces to alter the weather. Now, have you noticed the spraying that's been going on for several years? I've been talking about it on the Shepherd's Call. And most people look up and say, well, it's just clouds or contrails. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order to reduce 50% of the population, or two-thirds of the population for that matter, and to set aside over 50% of America and other nations that would be off limits to humans for using or resigning. These same people, and I could mention Gore, Albert Gore, well, that name just gets you, Clinton, and Bush now have control both over the amount of emergency stocks of food and of weather control capabilities. You mean to tell me that we couldn't get food to those poor, poor people? You see, everyone that had a car, or almost everyone that had a car, left the area, and it left the poor. Now, this real estate that they live on is some of the most treasured and valued real estate by those who would like to build casinos and high-rises right on the coastline with a redesigned levee system and waterway controls, it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. But first, the poor people that take up two-thirds of the city of New Orleans and the poor homes, uninsured, most of them uninsured, or have a mortgage that they can never recoup or recover, this land would be taken over by the banking system and the insurance companies that will pay these people off that have it. And those that don't are being removed, never, never to return. Entire cities. This is a demonstration that the rest of the cities of America, and I warned you to flee the cities and get to the rural areas where you will have at least a fighting chance to protect your food and your water, which is going to be rationed under martial law. My question is, ladies and gentlemen, why did not the federal government, as they have filled these poor people into the Superdome, there was raping and looting, guns being waved in the air, defiance, cursing, racial slurs, and everything that they could do in the severe heat. No wonder they were tired, they were thirsty, they were disillusioned, and they were certainly disappointed in a government that promised to protect them. 4 days that they waited, the stench, the smell was unbearable. People came out literally gagging and vomiting. They couldn't stand it. They chose to sleep on the interstates under the viaducts and the bridges that lead into New Orleans in the heat with the mosquitoes, the snakes, and the sharks that were actually swimming in the city of New Orleans. Can you believe this? The severe heat causing the old folks to die. The count will go into the tens of thousands when we get a count. They were just pushing the bodies aside. After 4 days, they said, with helicopters, it took 2 days of helicopter flights, and they only got 3,000 off the roofs. When they were at least, the mayor of New Orleans very visibly, repeatedly upset until the president came and assured him and calmed him down. If you don't play ball, you don't stay in politics, ladies and gentlemen. He knew where his place was. He came out and mentioned that he was cautiously optimistic that things would get better. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that rescue is still going on. And this is Sunday. From early Monday morning, and we still have people floating in the sewage and the human waste and the stench of death. Was this a planned New Orleans party? Well, let's return back to the United Nations Treaty prohibiting the hostile or military use of weather modification capabilities. Paragraph 1 of that statement begins with the word guided. And it looked like to me, I don't know, I'm just one man's opinion, but it looked like to me that some intelligent hand or power or technology was guiding these hurricanes, these tsunamis, which was very strange, but this one in particular, we've had several, and it's unprecedented. Not that we have hurricanes, but because of the erratic place that they spawn and how they seem like almost guided to the place that they want them to go. Now, this land along the ocean, these downwind casinos. Great interest groups are interested in making inroads or obtaining land that they might have a place of preeminence among the Gulf Shores. Now, with the greatest seaport in America, New Orleans, the number one seaport in America, it is the life navel, if you will, of commerce coming in and going out down the great Mississippi, which is in the heart or the center of our nation, with the sea, the Gulf of Mexico, and the barges running the grain and the fruits and the vegetables and the commodities and the steel and the cars and everything that we make. Most of it goes through the seaport in New Orleans. Would it be in the best interest of the United Nations to make sure that if they are to gain international control or the control of the earth under strict and effective international control, to disarm? Why would the people down in New Orleans shooting with rifles, assault rifles, when we had to send our National Guard in carrying guns, armor-plated vehicles, just to save people? What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Is this a exercise in conditioning that the other cities, and I'll put you on notice tonight, other cities better take notice. And for you who are thinking about getting out of the city, you've now seen the number one reason of the inept ability of our government to save themselves, let alone someone else. You better get out while you can. And it just so happens to be that a large portion of our refining capabilities are right in the Gulf, right where the effective storm came across, and it actually effectively shut down all of our refining capacity in the Gulf of Mexico in that area. Now, this area stretches. The eye of the storm is unprecedented. 40-mile wide eye of the storm came directly over Biloxi, spread its terror over to New Orleans and into Gulf Shores and as far east as Mobile, Alabama, and then went inland. You don't hear anything about the interior, like in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and the refugees that fled. I got reports that in Natchez, Mississippi, that the interstates are filled with those fleeing the hurricane sitting on the side of the interstates and in the cities with their heads in their hands and no place to go. All of the gas was used up. The locals didn't even have enough gas to get out of town. And stations closed because of the onslaught of people panicking and buying gas and hoarding and storing. Ladies and gentlemen, could that be why that we need a reduction of refining capabilities to create, if you will, and this storm did so, whether it was man-made or natural. I'm going to present some of my thoughts here and let you decide. But now we do have what is known as a homeland security the infrastructure of America will suffer immensely. What's left of it, what has not gone to China. Isn't it strange that America is the only nation in particular that has been subjected to this devastating force? This large-scale evacuation of the cities, was it just an exercise in futility, or was it planned for delay or delayed in order to do what I suggest could have been done? Ladies and gentlemen, when you have an inquiring mind, you have a suspect, you have doubts about those who are running or trying to bring in a new world order, which is to reduce the world's population by 2/3, and in the last day, the Bible says, perilous times will come. Well, in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations, again, I quote to that scripture that I go to in these last day scenarios that has come upon us suddenly. Suddenly this whirlwind came up. And in the 11th chapter, and in the 18th verse, it says, the nations were angry. As the nations formed an alliance with those unseen forces that may be directing that they are coming in to take over the earth and to rule with a rod of iron, and everyone shall bow whose names are not on the Lamb's book, and those that will not bow will be tortured, persecuted. And it's a strange thing to me, ladies and gentlemen, that FEMA has hundreds of concentration camps around America, fully equipped, being guarded by federal forces that have, if you will, built these for the ideal that the time could come that there could be a time of trouble. We're talking about on a national scale. Now, this is not on a national scale, but from 9/11 until then, we have had constant reminders and mind conditioning words, terror. Terrorists, homeland security, the motherland, all from a period in 1939 to 1945 that was used on the poor people of Germany to instill fear and extract, if you will, millions of lives from the planet. Now here we are, with the same wording that was condemned for over 50 years of nations or leaders using these same words that took the people into frenzy or fear, or both, and created total mind control. And the Bible said, inasmuch as they would and will, through mind-control techniques, deceive the very elect, if possible. They were angry that thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Right there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There is a plan to destroy, if not all, much. Now, they've got in mind they're just going to destroy those that live on it and try to save the earth for their living luxury. They've got all the money, 2/3 of it. The wealth of the world has been garnered and swept into the caves and the dens and the bank vaults around the world for the rich and the elite that care little over the poor. Only Yahweh loves the poor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to close. My time has come and gone. Now let's review what I said. The word doubted in the Constitution of the New World Order, that international control of all weapons that will be used to control the weather against any other nation should be banned or under the direction of the United Nations, which is nothing more than a new world order. Now, any military that steps out of line, and is it a systematic destruction of a certain nation, is the nation of America, as I suspect, becoming fast a third world planned nation, not the number one nation of the world, not the nation of the proud, not the nation of those who hold the most patents of technology in the world, but a nation of subjected subjects through violent mind control techniques, through weather control techniques, through injections of vaccinations and things of this nature to humble and bring down a people that they fear is their worst enemy. You've heard me teach on who they believe or who they know that is. So then, the plan is being carried out systematically, and none of these immigrants, none of these refugees from, and there's up to a million of them, that needs a place to stay, no certain dwelling place, no clothes on their back. Oh, but we have a such charitable outpouring, the Red Cross. Well, FEMA suggests that you give to the Red Cross, and the next charity that they suggest on their website, go to the FEMA website, and the next one that they suggest that you use as a charity to submit your donations would be Pat Robinson, the one that just suggested that we kill a foreign leader. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are you getting the message? Or is the message getting you? Listen, I know that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their self, own self. We'll have those who will leave the natural affections of a woman and will tend to gyrate toward other males, males with males, and females with females. And this perversion was to happen on August the 31st in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, if I was running the New World Order, I'd take advantage of that and blame it, as the religious right is doing so, that this is the wrath of God against homosexuals. That plays right into the hands of those who planned, or if they did plan this, I'm just suggesting it might be true. Is there a possibility that they can control the weather? If so, would they do it? And the answer is that they are hell-bent, as Revelations 11:18 says, destroy the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do? Well, if you'd like to have tonight's message, weather controllers, then you can write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live on September the 4th on WWCR Around the World, the Jewel of the South, transmitting a timely message for those who would like to know exactly what's going on in America in the last 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a slow, subtle approach to the final destruction of the greatest nation upon the earth that's ever been known. And when she comes under subjection to the New World Order and the Antichrist. Now, who are the Antichrist? And I've done told you who they are. They're running America as I speak. Not the Christians, or not those who profess Christ, but those who are Antichrist. And they're doing a wonderful, marvelous job of mind control, subjection to the masses, the simple. They turn in, they subject, and they obey as dumb sheep led astray. For this cause, God shall turn them over to vile affections. The earth is now in the hands of the wicked. It is not in the hands of the righteous. But I read the last chapter, the righteous will inherit the earth, and they will tread on the ashes of the wicked who had thought to destroy the earth, because at the proper time, at the time appointed, Yahweh and his angels will return in flaming fire to take vengeance upon the wicked. Remove yourself from places of danger. If you feel in your spirit that where you live is a dangerous area, move. Flee from the strangers that are flooding the land. And the day will come that our Creator will sound the trumpet. And the battle call will go throughout the earth that a new day is dawning. And the Bible said there will be blood to the bridles of the horses. And the strangers and those who are aliens in this land will flee with whatever is on their back, as a thief would flee in the night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. I'm loud tonight. I'll take your call. If you get voicemail, if I get a flood of calls, then please keep calling. And or leave a message and a telephone number, and I will be glad to call you back on my nickel at the earliest convenience. I want to talk to you tonight. I want to hear from you. What do you think about what's going on in America? Do you believe that this is the hand of the Almighty? Or could you believe that this has been a weapon that is available to man to play God and to wreak havoc upon any point of a planet that they choose to use this electromagnetic power that is visible and present and has been known about since the 30s? You believe that? Give me a call tonight. We'll talk about it. If you don't believe it, call me anyway. We'll talk about it. And I'd like to hear from you tonight. Praise Yahweh. I'd like to have an 800 number for you to call, but I don't. I'd like to have a call in and 2 or 3 hours on WWCR. I think it could get very interesting. But yes, we have our critics. We have those that are opposed to my message. But we welcome them because, you see, the harder a dog barks or yaps, means that he's been hit with the word. And ladies and gentlemen, spare not. Shout it on the housetop. The time has come. Let my people know that they have been in bondage since the expelling of the house of Israel that was scattered among the heathen because they wanted to be heathen, and the Father has given them beds to lay with the strangers and the beasts of the field and the heathen that is scattered across the planet. Well, that's what they asked for, that's what they wanted, and that's what they're getting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you on down the line next Sunday night, Yahweh willing. We're going to give you part 3 of a message, the mark of the
beast. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words now written by the Lord. Come, 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 come,